Number 1. Plaza de Praterías. You are now standing in the Plaza de Praterías. You are seeing the fountain in front of you and the steps going up to one of the side entrances of the cathedral. Let's place ourselves in the center of the square by the fountain. The fountain, by the way, is called the Horse Fountain. If you face the steps, you will have the facade of treasures on your left. Let's step away from this facade to get a better look at it. Behind it, we find the library, the archive, and the cathedral museum. The facade itself was created by the Renaissance artist Gil de Hontañón in the 16th century. On the facade, we can see the use of shields, pediments, semicircular arches in the windows, and other decorations. On the lower floors, we can still find silver and jewelry stores, which gives this square its name. Before we move on, take a look at the treasury tower that you can see up towards your left. It can easily be recognized by its pyramid-shaped roof. Now, let us walk up the stairs towards the two cathedral doors. This doorway is the only original Romanesque entrance that still remains and was created by a different artist beginning in the 11th century. The general structure of the facade starts with the two arches towards the bottom. These arches contain the two doors that take you into the cathedral. Over them, we have another two arches of Muslim influence. At first glance, you might be surprised by how many figures this facade contains. Many of these figures were added later and were brought from other entrances. Here, they are displayed as if they were on display at a museum. It is because of this that we are able to see the lack of order and the different types and sizes of these figures. We have to remember that these figures played an important role in the medieval times to explain the Christian religion and its dogmas to the parishioners, the majority of whom were unable to read. This way, the figures create scenes on these columns that becomes like open books so that the believers could learn about these religious messages. Let us take a look at these two portals. Above the doors, in the curves over each door, we find the largest number of figures. In the center, we find Christ blessing with his right hand while holding a book in his left. Looking down a bit, we find a bust, probably of Abraham. And further down, a figure at the front with horns. This is thought to be Moses. And lastly, the symbol with the initials of Christ written in Greek. Let us now focus on the left arch. This scene shows you the temptation that Jesus suffered in the desert. We can also see, all the way to the right, the figure of a woman with a skull in her lap. She is interpreted as a woman taken in adultery and condemned to kiss the skull of her lover that has been decapitated by her husband twice each day. Let us now move our attention to the arch on the right. Here we find two main scenes. Below, the Passion of Jesus, the arrest, the flagellation, the crowning with a crown of thorns. Above, we can see the Epiphany and the adoration of the three wise men. Outside the arches, we find various figures with different backgrounds. On the left side of the left door, a bit down, we can see the first figure. This is the King of Jews, David, playing a lute. A bit further up, we can see Adam and Eve in paradise. Let us now move on and walk to another great square, a Quintana dos Muertos. Looking at the entrance that we have just described, you will need to walk to your right, following the cathedral wall. Click pause now on your player and start it again once you are standing in the center of the square.